It's a fantastic result here in Portsmouth. The Reform threw everything at it, but we won. We've taken control of this council, and we've shown across the country that it's the Liberal Democrats who can hold off and beat Reform. We took control of Stockport, even though Reform tried there. They tried in Sutton, and we had fantastic results. So we're really, really proud of what we've done in Portsmouth and across the country.
And building on that, Lib Dems are now the biggest on Hampshire County Council. What do you make of that?
Yeah, on Hampshire was great results. The Tories have lost control for the first time for many years. And that builds on our great results of the general election less than 2 years ago when we took control and won seats across the county. We think we can build on that. But we also want to say to the Labour government that their local government reorganisation is wrong. Here in Portsmouth, the message is hands off Portsmouth. And I think the way the Labour government's gone about changing local government here is completely wrong.
And your reaction to more generally across the south and the southeast, how the Lib Dems have done?
Well, we're on for a historic gains. This would be a record 8th year of consecutive gains in local elections for the Liberal Democrats. That's never been done before. And we've still got great results to come in places like Surrey and Sussex and Huntingdonshire. So, we're feeling very bullish tonight.
And how do you think about how Reform have done?
Well, there is a sense in the whole country that Labour and the Conservatives have let the country down, and people are looking for change. Now, sometimes they go for change, which I think is from extreme populist parties like Reform and Green. But their message of change is quite destructive. It's burn it all down change. I think Liberal Democrats offer a different change, which is a build-up change, change that's more in tune with British values of decency, tolerance, respect for individual freedom and the rule of law. And I think I'm really proud of that message of change that we have. And only the Liberal Democrats can do that. We're the only non-populist party that can offer change. We're the only non-extremist party that can offer the change that people want.
And what is your message to the Conservatives?
Get out of the way. You have failed as a party. You failed in government nationally. You failed in local government across the country. And it's the Liberal Democrats who can take forward the change that people want. Change in our economy, building back our relationship with Europe so our economy grows and we deal with the costs of living. Making sure we can change our health service by investing in family care and social care so we can rescue our NHS, which the Tories did so much damage to. And also building up our defence here in Portsmouth. We have a proud history of the British Navy. I know Donald Trump, Nigel Farage's friend, insulted our Navy, but Liberal Democrats won't get behind our Navy and our Air Force and our Army. We want to invest in defence of our country, which the Conservatives failed to do.
Do you believe Keir Starmer should resign?
That's up to the Labour Party, but I personally think he hasn't delivered the change that Labour promised, and therefore he should get out of the way. The Labour have been very disappointing. They were going to change away from the Conservatives, but have failed. The economy was going to grow. It hasn't. We were going to build back properly with Europe. They haven't. They've put up taxes on ordinary people and families. Cost of living has gone through the roof. So I'm afraid Labour has failed the country and let them down badly.